Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We're joined now by Scott Grant, who is a director at London South East. How are you today, Scott?
Morning, Zach. I'm great. Thanks.
Right, so we're looking into the future. We're not trying to predict the future, but we're looking into it. What have you got today?
Yeah, I'm looking at the week ahead, week commencing 24th of October. I picked four things out. The first thing is there seems to be a raft of Q3 results. We've got a lot of the heavy hitters actually announcing their Q3 results between Tuesday and Thursday. I'll read some of those out. You've got BP, Antofagasta, Shell, Glaxo, IAG, RBS and Shire. So, as I say, a lot of heavy hitters, FTSE 100, FTSE 250 companies releasing Q3 results. Second thing I've got is AGMs. The 27th seems a popular date. We've got Argus Resources, Goldplat, Stanley Gibbons and Blenheim Natural Resources. Blenheim seems to be trading recently on decent volumes, yet it's 12 months or almost 12 months since their share price high, which was on the 30th of October 2015. So their results might be quite interesting.
Any companies amongst the heavyweights you're interested in? I like to laugh at RBS, but is there anything else that you'd look at? Or was that the one that might cause a bit of a stir in the markets?
Well, I think there's plenty there, aren't there? I mentioned BP, Shell. We've obviously had the oil woes. We've had the OPEC meeting. As you said, we've got IAG and uncertain airline world at the moment. They seem to be going one step forward and two back. And, of course, yeah, RBS, well, perhaps say no more.
Okay. I was just fishing for that one. All right. And on the smaller, I mean, the AGMs, I mean, is this something that London South East is actively into as far as coverage is concerned?
Yes, I mean, in the sense of we don't actually shoot any AGMs or anything like that, but of course we have all the releases, the RNS, the results of AGMs, forewarning of where you can actually attend an AGM. I think a few private investors, I mean, it's easier said than done to get off your chair and schlep out to London or wherever an AGM might be held, but it's always nice for the private investor to know they can make their voice heard, they can actually go and look the CEO in the eye. So we obviously provide details of where AGMs, EGMs and GMs are being held in the future.
So just basically reminding people as well that, you know, they might have forgotten, they've got, oh, I've got some shares in that company, I should go and chase that up.
Yeah, exactly. People can become perhaps, get a bee in their bonnet, becomes more of an activist, don't particularly like the way the company's being managed, or they might want to go and shake the hand and say, you know, job well done. So, yeah.
Yeah, the latter always happens all the time these days. This is mostly the AIM market where you can make a splash. Is that right, really?
It seems to be, yeah. I mean, a couple of things I was going to mention, though, again, sort of the hot things recently have been people always seem to be fascinated with property. And actually, I must admit, the last couple of things I've got are slightly bigger companies. We've got final ex-dividend dates on the 27th for both Barratt Developments and Galliford Try. Barratt Developments are actually, their final dividend includes a special dividend as well. And by my reckoning, it's 24.7 pence per share. Galliford Try a bit higher at 56 pence per share. So as I say, they both go final ex-dividend, not the payment date, just the final ex-dividend on the 27th. Moving on from that and linked into property, UK economic announcements. On the 25th of October, you've got the Nationwide House Price Index figures released. And on the 28th, you've got mortgage approval. So, as I said, a couple of the big house builders there, final ex-dividend dates. And then you've got some very interesting broader UK economic data. I've seen in the last couple of days loads of talk about where house price is actually going. We've seen perhaps a stagnation or a slight drop in central London, and a lot of people are saying, right, well, is that the shape of things to come for the rest of the company? So I think people are on tenterhooks with regards to property and the like.
But they don't believe, obviously, interest rates are going up anytime soon. I mean, that's the other thing, I suppose, as a
Carney, Carney says he's going to let the inflation, is going to be fairly flexible, I think, not in the tight parameters. He'll let it ride slightly, and therefore, yes, that should help curb, as you said, or not lead to him necessarily having to put interest rates up in the very near future.
Scott Grant, Director at London South East, thank you very much for giving us your week ahead.
Thanks, Zach.